To begin my homily this morning, I'd like us to listen to a 19th century hymn called It Is Well With My Soul. It's one of the most well-known English-American written hymns. Joseph's going to sing the first verse and the first refrain, so I just want us to listen.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Thank you, Joseph. I'd like to tell you the story about how that hymn was written. It was written by an American named Horatio Spafford, and this is the story. Horatio Spafford was a successful lawyer and businessman in Chicago with a lovely family, a wife, Anna, and five children. However, they were not strangers to tears and tragedy. Their young son died with pneumonia in 1871, and in that same year, much of their business was lost in the Great Chicago Fire. Yet God, in his mercy and kindness, allowed the business to flourish once more. On November 21st, 1873, a French ocean liner was crossing the Atlantic from the U.S. to Europe with 313 passengers on board. Among the passengers were Mrs. Spafford and her four daughters. Although Mr. Spafford had planned to go with his family, he found it necessary to stay in Chicago to help solve an unexpected business problem. He told his wife he would join her and their children in Europe a few days later. His plan was to take another ship. About 4 days into the crossing of the Atlantic, the French ship collided with another ship. Suddenly, all those on board were in grave danger. Within approximately 12 minutes, the French ship slipped beneath the dark waters of the Atlantic, carrying with it 226 of the passengers, including the four Spafford children. Anna was one of the survivors and was picked up by a boat and eventually made it to Wales. From there, she wired her husband a message which began, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Mr. Spafford booked passage on the next available ship and left to join his grieving wife. With the ship about 4 days out, the captain called Spafford to his cabin and told him they were over the place where the children went down. There, at that spot on the Atlantic, Spafford wrote the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." And again, that first verse. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. How could someone write that? At that spot, in the midst of tremendous sorrow and grief, how could someone write, "It is well with my soul"? In our second reading today, we heard some of what I would say similar profound words written by St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians. We heard this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, Make your requests known to God. Why do I find those words so moving? Do you know the context in which St. Paul wrote those words in his letter to the Philippians? He was in chains. He was in prison in Rome, knowing that his imprisonment might eventually one day lead to his execution, which it did. But yet there in prison, St. Paul can still write, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Have no anxiety at all. It is well with my soul. Rejoice in the Lord always." How could these men write these things in times of great trial, in times of great sorrow and suffering? The night before Jesus died, at the Last Supper, Jesus gathered around with his closest friends, his 12 apostles. There, that night, he gave them one of his greatest gifts. He said to them that night, knowing what was going to happen the next day, knowing he was going to the cross the next day, he said to them, "Peace I leave with you. Peace is my gift to you. Not as the world gives do I give. I'll give you a peace the world cannot give. Peace." In that second letter, in that second reading in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, he ends the passage today, "Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. There is a peace that exists that the world cannot give, that only Jesus Christ can give. And when that peace resides in my soul, then no matter what I experience, I can say it is well with my soul. We all long for peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our souls, peace in our lives, peace in our families, peace in our world. We all long for it. But the only one who can truly give that peace is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And how do I receive that peace? I have to be in communion with him. If I know and believe that I am loved by God, that God knows me, that God sent his Son to save me, if I know and believe that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, if I'm in right relationship with him, there's not sin in my life that I need to repent of. If I believe that truth, that God works for good in all things, then peace comes to my soul. And that peace allows me to persevere no matter what challenges I face. Today, the church celebrates the gift of joy. This is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, a Latin word that means rejoice. We rejoice because the Lord is near. We're close to Christmas. We're halfway through Advent. Joy in the Christian life is not just a surface level emotion that comes and goes. No, joy is meant to be something that's deep and abiding in our soul. How do I receive that joy? How do I live that joy? I receive the peace of Jesus Christ. Peace and joy are two sides of the same coin. If the peace of Jesus Christ is in my heart, if I'm in communion with him, then the joy that he brings is also going to be in my heart. And it's that peace, and it's that joy that allowed Mr. Spafford on the Atlantic that day to write, "It is well with my soul." It allowed St. Paul in prison, knowing his execution was coming one day, to write, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice." It doesn't take long to look around at our world and see so many people who lack peace and joy in their lives because they know not the love of Jesus Christ. They know not his peace in their lives. And one of the great calls for us as Christians who know that peace and know that joy is to witness to that joy to the world and invite people into that joy. Come join our joy is the message of Christianity, the joy that only Jesus Christ can bring. At every Mass, after we pray the Our Father and right before we receive Holy Communion, the priest says to the congregation, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." The peace that the Eucharistic Jesus from this altar is offered every time we come to Mass. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for the grace that we could open up our hearts in faith just a little bit more so that we might be able to receive the peace that Jesus longs to give us, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And filled with that peace, may we go from here as people of great joy, no matter what comes our way, so that we may witness to the joy of our faith and draw many people who need that joy, who long for that joy, that we may draw them to this altar so that they too could experience the peace that only Jesus can bring.